弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
约翰福音第十章的主题是耶稣是神。
The theme of chapter 10 of John is that Jesus is God.
这一段第十章里面可以分成三部分。
And we can divide it into three sections.
第一部分是第一节到第十节这里。
First is from verses 1 to 10.
耶稣说，我就是门。
Jesus said, I am the door.
凡从这门进去的必然得救
and those who come through the door will be saved,
并且出入得草吃
they go in and out and find pasture.
第二个大段是十一节到二十一节
The second big section is taken from verses 11 to 21.
耶稣说我就是我是好牧人
Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd.
好牧人的话就他不是雇工
And by that he means that he's not a hireling.
他为羊舍命。
He lays down his life for the sheep.
并且带领世界上所有属他的羊。
And then he'll lead all those sheep who belong to him in this world.
合成一群。
To be together in one group.
这一群羊便是他的教会。
And this group of sheep is his church.
第三大段就是从二十二节开始到四十二节
and the third main section is taken from verses 22 to 42
这里面主题耶稣说我是神的儿子
and the theme here is Jesus said I am the son of God
我分两次讲这一段经文
I used two times to preach on this section
上一次我们已经讲完了是二十二节到三十节
last time I preached on verses 22 to 30
在上一次讲道里面我们提到两个要点
In the sermon of last time there are two main points
第一要点就是耶稣很直接的指出人不相信的原因
The first point was Jesus pointed out very clearly the reason why people did not believe in him
二十六节
In verse 26
只是你们不信因为你们不是我的羊
But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep
第二个要点，耶稣说，相信的人会有什么样的表现，跟什么样的结果。
And the second main point is Jesus told them what are the manifestation and the result of those who truly believe in him.
这个是记载在二十七节到三十节。
It's recorded in verses 27 to 30.
刚才在宣召的时候，主席已经为我们读出来。
And the pastor just the presider just read it for us in the call to worship.
今天我们从三十一节开始看。
And today we'll start from verse 31.
主题仍然是耶稣说我是神的儿子。
The theme is still the same. I am the Son of God.
我们从三方面来看。
We'll look at this passage from three aspects.
首先我们看耶稣谴责这些攻击他的人。
First of all, we see that Jesus refutes his attackers.
从耶稣的谈话当中我们看到他的确有神的智慧。
From Jesus' sayings, we can see indeed he has God's wisdom.
他知道所有隐藏的事。
He knows everything that's hidden.
并且他碰到这个危机，他也临危不乱。
And also when he encounters crisis, he remained calm.
他知道如何处理。
He knew how to handle things.
因为他的确是神的儿子。
Because he's indeed the Son of God.
我们先看这些人的愤怒。
First, we'll look at the rage of those people.
三十一节。
In verse 31.
犹太人又拿起石头来要打他。
The Jews took up stones again to stone him.
你看到说这批犹太人好像很容易发怒。
You can see these Jews are easily enraged.
动不动就要拿石头打耶稣。
And for this slightest thing, they begin to stone Jesus.
因为他们对耶稣有一个先入为主错误的观念。
Because they have this preconceived bias against Jesus.
认为你只是一个人。
Thinking that he's only a man.
你是一个木匠的儿子。
You are a carpenter's son.
你来自拉撒勒。
And you came from Nazareth.
拉撒勒还能出什么好人？
And what good can come out of Nazareth?
你甚至是个身份不明的私生子啊。
You are even an illegitimate son.
你居然还敢说我是神的儿子。
And you dare to say that you are the son of God.
约翰写到这个时候前面已经提到两次这些人拿石头打死耶稣
Up to this point, John has recorded two previous times when people threatened to stone Jesus
第一次是在第五章十八节
First was recorded in chapter 5 verse 18
五章十八节所以犹太人越发想要杀他 杀他的方法就是用石头打死他。
The way they choose to kill him is to stone him.
再看第八章五十九节。
And chapter 8 verse 59.
第八章五十九节。
859.
于是他们拿石头要打他，耶稣却躲藏从殿里出去了。
Therefore, they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
在理论上，用石头要打死一个人。
Theoretically, to kill a person by stoning.
应该是在司法判决以后才执行的。
Should take place after the verdict is announced.
可是因为罗马政府他保留了处死刑的权利。
Yet the Roman government they reserved the right to pass death sentence.
而罗马人处死刑的方法，许多时候是用钉十字架。
And very often the death penalty was crucifixion.
那么这一批犹太人
，And so for this group of Jews,
一方面他们以自己的传统、宗教的传统为荣。
On the one hand, they were proud of their religious tradition.
一方面他们觉得受到罗马政府的政治压迫。
But on the other hand, they experienced the political persecution of the Romans.
所以他们情绪很容易失去控制。
And so their emotions very unstable.
碰到情形，有时候想用施行的方法来处理。
So sometimes if they encounter a problem, they want to do the lynching to solve it.
你记得以后他们利用石头打死了史提凡。
You remember that later on they stoned Stephen to death.
那一天他们想用同样的施行的方法来发泄他们心中对耶稣的愤怒。
And so on that day they wanted to use lynching to show their rage.
我们看这是耶稣看到他们愤怒的情形。
And so Jesus seeing their rage.
我们看看耶稣对他们的谴责。
And he rebuked them.
32节。
Verse 32.
耶稣对他们说，我从父显出许多善事给你们看，你们是为哪一件拿石头打我呢？
Jesus answered them, I show you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you stoning me?
我们看到耶稣的坚定跟他的冷静。
So you can see Jesus' confidence and his calmness.
他没有因为之前的愤怒他就软化下来。
He wasn't affected by their rage and then back down.
他没有因为这些人不高兴，他就退步让步了。
He did not step aside or back down because of their displeasure.
耶稣反而问他们一个问题。
On the contrary, Jesus asked them a question.
你们是为哪一件拿石头打我呢？
For which good work do you stone me for?
那今天的话就是说，我究竟做错了哪一件事？
In today's word means what have I done wrong?
让你们这么不高兴，这么愤怒。
To make you so angry.
我做了许多善事。
I've done many good things.
我医好生来是瞎眼的。
I healed the blind man.
我让残疾瘫痪的人可以行走。
I healed the paralytic.
我让饥饿的人可以得到满足。
I fed the hungry.
我让那个被巫鬼附身的人可以得到自由。
I set free the man possessed by the evil spirit.
我甚至让死人复活。
I even raised the dead.
请问我有哪一件事情和你们的宗教信仰有冲突呢？
Tell me, what have I done against that contrary to religious belief?
耶稣的回答在希腊文里面的讽刺性更强。
And Jesus' answer in original Greek was even more ironic.
因为这个善事呢，这个两个字的意思，它是指说尊贵的工作或美好的工作。
The word good works in Greek meant the noble works or excellent works.
对。耶稣说我的工作是这样的尊贵，这样的美好。
Jesus said my works are so noble and excellent.
请问你们究竟是为哪一件向我发怒呢？
Please tell me for which one are you being angry with?
33节。
Verse 33.
犹太人回答说，我们不是为善事拿石头打你，是为你说千万的话，又为你四个人反将自己当作神。
The Jews answered him, For a good work we did not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself out to be God.
The Jews didn't know what Jesus was saying to them.
The Jews still did not understand what Jesus was saying.
他们总是可以找个理由把耶稣的善事把它解释掉。
They could always find good reason to explain away Jesus' good works.
因为他们从心里面就拒绝考虑这其他的可能性。
And they are always trying in their heart to find for other explanations.
不能改变的一件事是耶稣的话的确触怒了他们。
But the unchangeable fact is Jesus' words enraged them.
从他们的观点，耶稣说了那个亵渎的话，谄妄的话。
From their point of view, Jesus blasphemed.
因为他侮辱了神。
Because he insulted God.
他把自己当作神。
He considered himself to be God.
你知道吗？读到这里的时候，我可以想象约翰写这个使徒约翰写这句话的心情。
Can you imagine when John was writing this passage, what was he thinking?
约翰要把这个讽刺性带出来。
He wanted to bring out this irony.
耶稣没有自己把自己当作神。
Jesus did not consider himself God.
他自己便是神。
Because he is God.
因为他是永恒的道。
Because he's the eternal word.
道与神同在。
The word was with God.
道就是神。
And the word was God.
我想这一段的经节对你我今天有个实际的应用。
I think this passage has a practical application for all of us.
你是在教会里面。
And sometimes in church.
你对一个弟兄姐妹。
To a brother or sister.
对执事。
Or to deacon.
对牧师。
To pastor.
有不满意的地方。
You have something you're not happy with.
不是因为他做了一些善事。
Not because of good works they have done.
你可能不会用石头打他。
Maybe you won't attempt to stone him.
不过你会用你的话语顶撞他。
That you may attack him with your words.
或者在背后批评他。
Or to criticize him behind his back.
不是因为他做了某一件善事。
Not because of the good words he's done.
乃是因为他讲了一句你不喜欢听的话。
Rather it's because he said something that you are not happy with.
或做了一件你不同意的事情。
Or done something that you don't agree with.
求神可怜你。
May God have pity on you.
你需要开始自我审查。
You should self-examine.
看到自己实际的观点。
And really see truly, truthfully, where you are.
然后悔改认罪。
And then confess your sins.
过一个圣洁的生活。
And live a holy life.
我们看第二大点。
Let's look at second main point.
耶稣尊重圣经。
Jesus honors the Bible.
这是34-39节。
It's from verses 34-39.
在这段经文当中
In this section,
我们可以看到我们的主是极其尊重圣经的
We can see the Lord really honors the Bible
等一下你就会明白
You can understand later on
他没有说我是神
He did not say I am God
我高兴怎么说就怎么说
Therefore I can say whatever I like
我不受圣经的限制
I'm not limited, restricted by the Bible
他反而引用人家可以了解的圣经
On the other hand, rather, he quoted favorite or familiar passages
来帮助人家了解
to help people to understand.
我们首先看他的辩护
Then, first, let's look at his argument.
这是34-35节。
This is 34-35.
耶稣说你们的律法上岂不是写着我曾说你们是神
Jesus answered them, has it not been written in your law? I said, you are God.
耶稣的引言是来自诗篇82:6。
Jesus quoted from Psalm 82 verse 6.
我们看一下诗篇82:6。
Psalm 82 verse 6.
诗篇82:6。
Psalm 82 verse 6.
我曾说你们是神，都是至高者的儿子。
I said you are God, and all of you are sons of the Most High.
神为什么说这句话
？Why did God say that?
背景是在1-5节。
The background can be found in verses 1-5.
神，我来念。神站在有权力者的会中，在诸神中行审判，说：你们审判不凭公义，行恶人的情面，要到几时呢？你们当为贫寒的人和孤儿伸冤，当为困苦和穷乏的人施行公义，当保护贫寒和穷乏的人，救他们脱离恶人的手。他们仍不知道，也不明白，在黑暗中走来走去，地的根基 都摇动的。这整篇的诗篇
This whole song,
是神在警告这些不行公义的审判官。
We see God warning those unrighteous judges.
要他们赶快停止这些不公义的事。
Telling them to stop these unrighteous.
而保护这些贫穷跟无辜的人。
And to protect those who are poor and weak.
所以神用第六节来对他们做一个最后的呼吁。
And then in verse 6, God uses that verse as the last proclamation to them.
但第六节，我曾说你们是神。神是在说这些审判官是神。
In verse 6 it says God said you are God. God is saying these judges are God.
是上帝是耶和华差派他们在人的面前做神的。
These are the people that God the Lord sent to them before men to be God.
这种表示在旧约里面出现了好几次。
This kind of a representation happens a few times in the Bible.
我们看出埃及记21章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 21.
第一节到第六节。
Verses 1 to 6.
Okay. 好。也许我念第六节就好了。
Yeah, I just read from verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他的主人就要带他到审判官那里。我这边的中文说审判官或做上帝下童。又要带他到门前，靠着门框，用筛子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主人。这边提到审判官是什么？
Here it mentions judges as God.
我们再看二十二章第九节。
Let's look at chapter 22, verse 9.
二十二章第九节。
22:9.
两个人的案件。无论是为什么过患，或是为牛、为驴、为羊、为衣衫，或是为什么失掉之物，有一人说：“这是我的。”两造就要将案件禀告审判官，审判官定谁有罪，谁就要加倍偿罚。这里的审判官，希伯来字是用 Elohim 这个字。
Here, in Hebrew, the word for judge is Elohim.
Elohim 是神的名称里面的一个。
It's one of the names of God.
再看二十八节。
Verse 28.
不可毁谤上帝，也不可毁谤你百姓的官长。把官长跟上帝连在一起，就代表说这些官长他是 Elohim 是神。
Here the judge ruler of the people are connected with God to show that they are God.
所以耶稣回到约翰福音第十章。
Let's go back to John chapter 10.
他说圣经都说耶和华神差派一些人去完成某个任务的时候他们是神。
So the Bible did say that God sent some people for on his own mission for them before the people.
所以耶稣为自己辩护。
And so Jesus defended himself.
如果圣经都这样的说人，
If Bible even mentioned that about man,
那我为什么不能这样的说我自己呢？
Why cannot I say that about myself?
所以三十五节他马上做个结论。
And so he concluded in verse 35.
经上的话是不能毁的。
And the scripture cannot be broken.
经上的话不能被违反的。
The words of the Bible cannot be disobeyed.
不能不把它摆在旁边不理它的。
Cannot be set aside and ignored.
经上的话不能被不被尊重的。
The word of the scripture cannot be dishonored.
因为圣经是神的默示。
Because the scripture is inspired by God.
默示不是说我们在圣经当中找出一些原则，这是从神来的。
Inspiration does not mean that we find some principles from the Bible and say it's from God.
默示乃是圣经上的每一个字，原来的希伯来文，原来的希腊文，每一个字都是从神来的。
Inspiration means the original text, whether it's in Hebrew or Greek, every word is from God.
代表说圣经的权威性。
It means the authority of the Bible.
代表圣经的正确性。
It represents the infallibility of the Bible.
它不受时间空间的影响。
and it's not limited in time and space.
没有任何的错误。
And with absolutely no mistake.
圣经是的确有些地方。
In the Bible, there are indeed some places.
你我发现很难解释。
Then we find it's very difficult to explain.
很难明白。
To understand.
甚至把两段经文摆在一起的时候。
And even if we put two passages side by side.
似乎有冲突，有矛盾。
There appear to be contradictions.
但这些问题。
But these questions.
不是在于圣经，不是在于神。
Do not stem from God or the Bible.
乃是我们有限的人。
But rather from the finite man,
包括你，包括我，
including you and me.
我们没有办法了解，完全的了解这个无限的神。
We cannot completely understand this infinite God.
经上的话是不能会的。
The scripture cannot be broken.
我们再看他的，耶稣要讲的第二个，他的使命。
So let's continue with Jesus, saying his commission.
这是三十五节后半边到三十九节。
This is recorded in second part of 35 to 36.
若那些承受神的道的人尚且称为神，父所分别为圣，又差到世间来的，他自称是神的儿子，你们还向他说，你说千万的话。
Do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming?Because I said, I'm the Son of God.
耶稣在这边继续辩护。
Jesus continued his defense.
他现在辩护是用他的使命。
And he used his commission to defend himself.
他的使命有两个，他在这里提到。
He mentioned two commissions here.
第一个，他是分别为圣。
First, he was sanctified.
什么叫分别为圣？
What does sanctified mean?
分别为圣的基本的意思就是分开。
The simplest explanation is that it's separation.
为了一个特别的目的或任务。
For a special purpose or a mission.
让一个人。
So that a person.
让一个地方。
A place.
或一件东西。
Or a thing.
跟其他的人、其他的东西、其他的地方分开了。
Be separated from other man, location, or a thing.
这个叫做分别为圣。
This is what sanctification means.
分开出来做什么？
And separated for what?
乃是要单单归神使用。
And to be dedicated to God completely.
让我举几个比方。
Let me give you a few examples.
我们信主的人，我们被称为圣徒。
We believers are called saints.
因为我们跟其他的人分开出来。
Because we're separated from other people.
我们单单归给神用。
And just entirely consecrated to God.
我们这本书被称为圣经。
And this book is called the Bible.
我们刚才唱的诗歌本被称为圣诗。
And the hymn book we just sang is the holy hymn book.
因为跟其他的书记分开出来。
Because they are separated from other books.
单单归给神使用。
Just wholly consecrated to the Lord.
我们现在这种建筑物。
And this building.
我们叫做圣殿。
We call it temple.
因为跟其他的建筑物分开出来。
Because it's separated from other buildings.
单单归给神使用。
And wholly that consecrated to the Lord's use.
耶稣说他是分别为圣。
Jesus said he's sanctified.
因为他要跟其他的人分开出来。
Because he is to be separated from other people.
他有个任务。
And he has a mission.
他要给神使用。
He has to be used by God.
他不但说他的分别是又继续解释又差到世间来的。
Not only did he talk about sanctification, he also said he was sent into the world.
那么差这个字呢
？Sent, the word sent.
也许可以用说 dispatch 哈，差遣的意思。
We can use the word dispatch.
就好像一个国王或总统。
It's like a king or a president.
他差遣一个信差去传递一个信息。
Dispatch a messenger to carry a message for him.
或他差遣为大使。
Or he dispatched an ambassador.
美国大使到了北京。
American ambassador to Beijing.
他需要呈递国书。
He has to present a credential.
或者他差遣一队军队去打仗。
Or he dispatched an army to the war.
耶稣是要告诉我们。
And so Jesus is saying here.
不是他自己要来到世间。
He did not come to the world on his own.
他是被差遣来的。
He was dispatched.
他来世间有三十几年的时间。
And he spent over 30 years.
他有工作要做。
And he had work to do.
他有任务要完成。
Had a mission to accomplish.
并且他所做的都是根据圣经去做。
And also everything he did was according to the Bible.
耶稣的确知道他是被差遣的。
Jesus indeed knew that he was dispatched by God.
圣经有多次预言说这位弥赛亚要被杀。
And there are many prophecies in the Bible that said this Messiah will be.
3天要复活。
And 3 days later he will rise from death.
如果耶稣只是照他自己的意思,
if Jesus only did his own will,
我可以想象他可能会这样的告诉天父说,
I can imagine maybe he would tell his heavenly father this.
好吧,既然你要这样,
okay, since you want to do this,
我愿意顺服你,
I'm willing to submit to you.
我星期五就下去,
okay, I'll go down on Friday.
礼拜天就回来,
and come back on Sunday.
速战速决,
okay, do it as fast as I can.
去世间过个周末也不错,
I spend a weekend in the world.
耶稣知道他是被差遣的,
Jesus knew he was dispatched.
所以他诞生在马槽里,
therefore he was born in the manger.
他向人慢慢地长大,
and he grew up just like any other man.
学习又传道,
learn and then spread the news.
又教导人,
and then teach others.
整整有30几年以后, 他才被杀受难,
and after 30 years he was killed.
因为他知道他是被差遣的,
because he knew he was sent by God.
他尊重天父,
he honors his heavenly father.
他尊重圣经,
and he honors the Bible.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们需要像耶稣这样的学习尊重圣经,
we have to learn as Jesus did to honor the Bible.
有时候我们在聚会的时候,
sometimes during our get together,
或在开会的时候,
or our meeting,
我们讨论到一件事情,
and we discuss an item,
还有人说, 我认为应该这样,
some would say I feel we should do this,
我觉得应该那样,
I think we should do that.
但是我没有想到说圣经怎么说,
but we forget to ask what does the Bible say about it.
我们也没有人问说圣经的根据是在哪里,
and nobody asked what's the basis in the Bible,
圣经的原则是什么,
what's the principle from the Bible.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们需要回到圣经,
let's return to the Bible.
不只是脑筋说回去,
not just mentally return,
我们真的说整个人需要回到圣经,
let the whole person return to the Bible.
我们需要让我们的生活是圣经化,
let's bring the Bible into our life.
怎么样让你的生活圣经化,
how can we have the Bible in our life.
我有6个中国字, 我希望你能够记住,
a pastor has six Chinese words for us to remember,
让我们的生活能圣经化,
so that we can bring the Bible into our life.
知道,
to know,
接受,
to accept,
实行,
and to do.
知道,
know,
接受,
accept,
实行,
do.
知道圣经说什么,
to know what the Bible says.
就借你的灵修跟读经,
through your devotion time and your Bible reading,
你学习你了解,
you learn and try to understand.
我们不断章取义,
and then we do not take it out of context.
我们不误用圣经,
and we do not misuse the Bible.
我们更要小心一些假师父,
and we should watch out for false teachers,
或好做师父的人,
or those who love to be teachers.
因为这些教导对你有害无益,
that their teachings will be harmful to us.
第二点,
secondly,
我们需要接受圣经,
we should accept the Bible.
有人知道不一定肯接受,
some may know the Bible but might not accept it.
他不一定肯接受圣经的权威性跟准确性,
they may not accept the authority and also infallibility of the Bible.
当你接受以后,
but after you accept,
你需要实行,
you should do it.
一个人可以知道, 可以头脑上认同,
a person can know and have the mental
effect. 当觉得圣经的要求, 跟今天社会不符合,
but feel that the demands in the Bible is not consistent with the world.
我要做圣经所讲的，我的牺牲太大了。
If I obey the Bible, then I have to give up too much.
我今天会给人家笑,
I might be ridiculed.
不遵行的话, 我们仍然没有得到神的福气,
but if we don't obey, then we cannot get God's blessing.
你的生命仍然没有改变,
and your life will not be transformed.
我们看一下马太福音第7章,
let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第7章,
Matthew 7,
我要念24节, 念到 27节,
we'll read from verses 24 to 27.
这里说, 这是耶稣登山宝训的一个结论,
this is a conclusion from Jesus' Beatitude.
所以, 凡听见我这话就去行的, 好比一个聪明人, 把房子盖在磐石上, 雨淋, 水冲, 风吹, 撞着那房子, 房子总不倒塌, 因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。如果一个人他知道接受愿意遵行的话，
if the person even if he knew but wasn't willing to do it，
耶稣告诉我们有一天他会倒塌下来。
Jesus tells us that one day he will have a collapse，
这蛮可惜的。
And this is really unfortunate，
但耶稣同时安慰我们。
But at the same time Jesus also，
如果有人愿意知道接受遵行，
if a person is willing to know accept and do，
他会永远站立得住。
He'll be standing firm forever.
不管什么困难来、试验来、冲击来，他都能站立得住。
No matter how bad the problems or the attacks come, he will still stand.
我们再回到第十章三十七节。
Let's return to John chapter 10, verse 37.
我若不行我天父的事，你们就不必信我；我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这事。叫你们又知道又明白父在我里面，我也在父里面。这边讲到两件事情。
Here we are told of two things.
一件事情就是说行为的重要。
First tells us that the importance of our actions.
行为的这种让我们可以看得见。
Actions can be seen by others.
我在我们节目当中有一句英文的格言。
A pastor printed a proverb in the bulletin.
我们看一下。
Let's look at that.
他说一个字呢是一件事情，那么一个人可以辩论的。
A word is something about which a man can argue.
但一个行为是一个超越辩论的事。
But a deed is something beyond argument.
我们不要只是听人家的话。
Don't just listen to the words.
看看他的行为是不是他跟他话合一。
Look at the deed, seriously, it's consistent with his word.
然后三十八节后半边开始。
And then in the second part of verse 38.
耶稣说父在我里面，我也在父里面。
Jesus said the Father is in me and I in the Father.
这个是圣经学者、神学家给他取一个名字。
There is a special term for this.
叫做相互内住。
It is mutual co-inherence.
每一位都在另一位里面。
Each one is in the other.
所以这个相互内住的真理。
And so this truth of mutual co-inherence.
耶稣从第五章十九节的开始讲。
Jesus starting from chapter 5 verse 19.
然后在约翰福音整个福音里面继续发挥这个道理。
And continued to develop this theme throughout the Gospel of John.
更重要的。
And more important.
更有福气的。
And the more blessed.
这个道理也用在所有的信徒的身上。
This principle can be used in all believers.
换句话说。
In other words.
信徒在基督里面。
Believers are in Christ.
基督在信徒里面。
And Christ is in believers.
这是相互内住。
This is a mutual co-inherence.
到了三十九节。
In verse 39.
他们又要拿石头打他，又要抓他。
They again want to seize him.
耶稣却逃出了。
Yet Jesus eluded their grasp.
耶稣在前面几节的圣经节的教导。
The teachings in the previous few verses.
对历世历代的信徒。
To the believers of all generations.
对你和我都是非常宝贵的。
To you and I are very precious.
但对这些无理的。
Yet to these unreasonable.
心硬的。
Hard-hearted.
不信的人。
Unbelieving people.
他们只是把耶稣当那个自高自大。
They just considered that Jesus was exalting himself.
只是认为他侮辱了神。
And just felt that he blasphemed God.
耶稣用尊重圣经来表明他的确是神的儿子。
Jesus using his honoring the Bible to show that he is indeed the son of God.
因为圣经是神的话。
Because the Bible is God's word.
我们看第三大点。
Let's look at the third main point.
耶稣跟从神的时间表。
Jesus follows God's schedule.
这是四十节到四十二节。
This is from verses 40 to 42.
首先我们看到耶稣回到那个地方。
And we see Jesus return to the place.
四十节，耶稣又往约旦河外去。 到了约翰起初施洗的地方，就住在那里。
And he went away again beyond the Jordan to the place where John was first baptizing, and he was staying there.
这些人对耶稣，你可以说是乱来无理。
These people were very unreasonable to Jesus.
但是耶稣没有意气用事。
Yet Jesus did not react.
没有马上跟他们开始一个正面的冲突。
Did not directly confront them.
因为神的时间还没有到。
Because God's time was not yet.
那他做什么呢？
So what did he do?
他回到约旦河外。
He returned to the place beyond the Jordan.
约旦河外是当时施洗约翰为人施洗的地方。
That's the place that John the Baptist used to do the baptizing.
也是耶稣在那里受浸的地方。
And also the place where Jesus was baptized.
并且在耶稣受浸的时候，天上还有声音。
And also when Jesus baptized, a voice came out of heaven.
肯定说这是我的爱子。
I'm confirming that this is my beloved son.
他以后侍奉的方向跟方法都是对的。
And then all the direction of his ministry and his mission are all right.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
一个人能够偶尔回到他那个地方，
For a person to go back occasionally to the place,
那个他与神认识神的地方，
The place where he knew God,
是一件好事。
It's a good thing.
你还记得雅各吗？
Do you remember Jacob?
等到他后来碰到大困难，
When he encountered big crises.
但他有一天好像走投无路了。
And when he could find no way out of it.
他就回到伯特利。
He returned to Bethel.
他雅各需要神的那个时候。
When Jacob needed God at that time.
他就回到第一次他认识神的地方。
He went back to the place where he first knew God.
回到伯特利。
To Bethel.
我们耶稣在他生命结束之前。
And so Jesus, before the end of his life,
才再次回到神对他宣告的那个地方。
He went back to the place where God made his proclamation about him.
同样，弟兄姐妹们，
In the same way, brothers and sisters,
我们偶尔可能需要回到我们起初认识神的地方。
Maybe occasionally we should return to the place where we first knew God.
那对我们灵性是一个帮助。
That will help us spiritually.
你第一次真正认识神的地方，
the place where you first knew God,
不见得是在你举手的地方，
might not the place you raised your hand,
甚至不见得是你在受浸的地方，
nor the place you were baptized,
而是在你的生命一个明显的不断的改变的地方，
but the place where your life is really transformed.
这个地方可以在国内，
this place could be in China,
这个地方可以在美国，
or in United States,
可以在学校，
or in school,
可以在工作的地方，
or at work.
可以在家里，
or at home,
可以在教会，
or in the church,
不管这个地方在哪里，
no matter where is it,
这些人有共同点，
these people all share one thing in common,
就是每一天，就是在某一天他们读经的时候，
that on one day while they were reading the Bible,
他们很清楚地讲自己奉献给神，
and very clearly they committed themselves to the Lord,
就在那个地方，
and that is the place,
也只有在那个地方，
and it's only at that place,
你可以说他们是第一次的认识的神。
They can say that they know God first time.
他们跟神的确有一个私人的关系。
And they do have a personal relationship with God.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
回到你那认识神的那个地方。
Return to the place you first knew God.
可能就是一些你读过的圣经节。
Maybe through some familiar Bible verses.
这些圣经节让你认识到神。
And these verses let you to know God.
你看到他的伟大。
And to see his greatness.
看到他对你的爱。
To see his love for you,
看到他对你的应许，
and his promises to you.
就好像我们二十七节到三十节这里，
like in verses 27 to 30,
我们可以常常回到这些圣经节，
Let's return to these verses,
我们默想它，
and meditate on them,
我们为这些圣经节祷告，
and pray on them,
我们为神求神赐给我们一些智慧跟力量，
and ask God to give us wisdom and the strength,
我们知道下一步更难的路要怎么走。
So that we know what's the next step in the more difficult path.
回到那个地方。
Return to that place.
然后我们看施洗约翰的见证，他的话语带领了许多人相信。
And we see that the testimony of John led many people to believe in.
这是四十一节到四十二节。
This is in verses 41.
有许多人来到他那里，他们说约翰一件神迹没有行过，但约翰指着这人所说的一切话。都是真的，在那里信耶稣的人就多了。
Verses 41 to 42, and many came to him, and they were saying, while John performed no sign, yet everything John said about this man was true, and many believed in him there.
这些人来找耶稣。
These people came to look for Jesus.
因为他们想到约翰。
Because they remember John.
他们记得约翰的讲话。
They remember what John said.
是的，像一位先知一样。
It's like a prophet speaking.
但约翰一生没有行过一件神迹。
Yet John in his whole life performed no miracle.
他们现在看到耶稣了。
And now these people saw Jesus.
他们可能看到两个人之间的不同。
Maybe they noticed the difference between John and Jesus.
约翰用话语介绍耶稣。
John used his words to introduce Jesus.
说这位是神的羔羊。
Say this is the Lamb of God.
这位是要来临的弥赛亚。
This is the coming Messiah.
而耶稣在约翰的话语当中。
And so Jesus through John's words.
不但完全的兑现。
What not only was fulfilled in all the prophecies.
还加上许多神的力量。
He moreover added more of God's power in it.
约翰对当时人的问题看得很清楚。
At that time, John saw the problems of the people.
他好像医生一样做一个正确的诊断。
Just like a doctor making the correct diagnosis.
但耶稣对当时的人，他有力量来医治他们。
Yet Jesus had the power to heal the people of the sickness.
这些人他们把约翰当作先知。
And the people treated John as a prophet.
当他们发现约翰所讲的话都在对耶稣所讲的话都是真实以后。
And if when they found out that everything John said about Jesus was true,
他们便相信了耶稣。
And so they believed in Jesus.
你有没有注意到有时候
Have you noticed sometimes?
我们指着某一个人所讲的一些话
We'll point at some of the things other people say.
带给了很多的兴奋
Bringing us a lot of excitement.
盼望
Hope.
啊、觉得说这个人太好了。
And thinking, oh, how great this person is.
但是后来
And yet later,
我们对这个人又失望。
We become disillusioned with
him. 因为这个人没有活出话语里面对他所讲的。
Because this person does not live up to what he said.
但今天有个好消息。
But today there's good news.
约翰指着耶稣所讲的话。
What John said about Jesus.
不但会完全的兑现。
Not only will they all be fulfilled.
并且还超过有余啊。
And it even exceeds what he said.
你可以说耶稣是唯一的一个人。
You can say that Jesus is the only man.
你可以把你的兴奋。
That you can put your excitement.
把你的指望。
Your hope.
把你的需要。
And your need.
把你的担心。
And your worries.
摆在他的身上。
Put on him.
而不会失望。
And will never be disappointed.
你可以说在耶稣的身上。
You can say that in Jesus.
你我都可以找到那个永远的平安跟喜乐。
You and I can find that eternal peace and joy.
因为他的确是神的儿子。
Because he's indeed the Son of God.
耶稣，我们看到耶稣是神的儿子。
We've looked at Jesus is the Son of God.
今天的经文里面，他用三个地方来表示。
Today, in today's passage, he used three ways to show that fact.
他有智慧的谴责这些攻击他的人。
He wisely rebuked the attacker.
他的谴责使他们无法有理由的回答。
And his rebuke makes them silent.
第二个，他尊重圣经。
Secondly, he honors the Bible.
圣经是神的话。
Because Bible is God's word.
他带着神的预言。
And it brings God's prophecy.
也带着神的权威。
And also God's authority.
第三个。他把自己的意识摆在一边
Jesus sets aside his will,
他跟随神的时间表
and follows God's schedule,
他准备下一步要怎么走
to prepare for the next step.
耶稣的确是神的儿子
Jesus indeed is the Son of God.
如果这是个真理
If this is the truth,
那我们今天下午最要紧的几个问题
So there are a few important questions for this afternoon.
请问你认识他吗
May I ask, do you know him?
请问你相信他吗
May I ask, do you believe in him?
请问你和他有正确的关系吗
May I ask, do you have a right relationship with him?
请问你能认得出是耶稣的声音吗
May I ask, do you know Jesus' voice?
请问你对他的声音敏感吗
Are you sensitive to his voice?
如果你的回答是肯定的
If your answers are all in the affirmative,
你是个有福的人
You are a blessed person.
因为你是他的羊
Because you are his sheep.
耶稣说
Jesus said,
27节
In verse 27,
我的羊听我的声音我也认识他们他们也跟着我我父又赐给他们永生他们永不灭亡谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去我父把羊赐给我他比万有都大谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去
Verses 27 to 29. Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们再次的谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
你是神的儿子。
You are the Son of God.
能成为你的羊是多么有福气。
How blessed are we to be your sheep?
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. 教导。
Thanks to the pastor for his teaching.